Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Style Over Substance with me, Scarlett.
And my name's Mim.
Mim is wearing her... controversial jacket.
The jacket isn't controversial.
Styling was.
Someone really didn't appreciate me, wearing pink earrings with a pink Adidas jacket.
But you know what? Fight the haters.
It's fine, honestly, because I was channeling...
Chelsea from Love is Blind.
From Love is Blind. And she is like pink on pink on pink on pink. And I was like, if Chelsea can do it and be thriving and happy and successful.
And you were too. That just person was not happy that
she
day.
She said that the dimensions or and the ratios and the balancing or something between the earrings that were of like, they were like little
shrimp. Like seahorses or something. Or like,
yes,
yeah.
They're seahorses, you are correct. Yeah. Pink seahorses with this jacket just didn't go.
It wasn't her vibe.
It wasn't. It's between me and Chelsea.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, the jacket's back.
And this week we are discussing Shein. Is that how we say it?
I think it's Shein because from what I understand, it used to be called Shein Inside. So I think it's Shein and not Shein.
Not yeah, because something like Shein. Shine.
I've heard. None of those make sense.
So we are discussing that and the famous press trip that has recently happened.
Yeah.
But also just like the notorious reputation that Shein has.
Yes.
That kind of, I guess, almost supersedes every fast fashion brand.
Yeah, they're particularly bad and they really do kind of, when it comes to fast fashion practices and just all the bad things we know about fast fashion, they are the worst to ever do it. Mm. And they currently have a lawsuit out against them in the States. I don't know a huge amount about it, but it all kind of is going to be part of our Shein episode and what we think of them. So when did you find out about this press trip that they did?
I just saw some like whisperings and I saw a few things on like TikTok and I'll be honest, I just sort of ignored it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I just kind of was like, I'm not a big fan of the brand. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like, I just sort of saw it and I was like, I don't want to see that because why on earth are they doing it?
Okay.
See, like it made no sense to me why Shein is doing a press trip.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really delve into it when I first saw it, but it just kept following me around. Like, there was just more and more videos about this Shein press trip. And one thing that did catch my eye is I saw a response video from one of the creators before I'd even seen a video of the actual trip that she went on. And yeah. I was like, oh, this looks
controversial.
This was controversial. This was juicy. So... I just thought that, and we've spoken about Shein in the past, we had to find out more about this and what was going on. So if you don't know, I think about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, there was a group of TikTok creators who were invited to a Shein factory in China, and they were given a tour. They went to dinner with the CEO of the company, which is a bit like, okay.
suspect. Yeah, that's the CEO.
Yep. They got the chance to speak to employees and garment workers in the factory, and they got to ask all the hard-hitting questions about what goes on inside a Shein factory. And then they kind of documented day by day what they found, how they felt. They were all very positive reviews. And we'll discuss a bit more how it felt very scripted, because they all kind of touched on the similar notes and similar points. So they documented their trip to their collective millions of TikTok followers. And they got a lot of backlash because they were part of Shein's whitewashing or cleansing of their like
reputation.
Their reputation to a lot of people who just knew better. I mean, there's been so many reports out already and documentaries made regarding the really poor labor practices and environmental practices of Shein, that this press trip just wasn't it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, the first thing that ran true to me or came to mind was when I worked for a couture company, if we had important visitors, we were all told to dress in black. And all of the seamstress, team would wear their lab coats, their, white overcoats.
Oh, yeah.
And so, even then, that's kind of an example of creating a faux visual.
An illusion. This be on our best behavior.
Yeah, it's the best behavior. This is the illusion we want to sell you, is that we just are all always so chic and this place is just so seamless looking.
Yeah.
And that's what it rings to me is they might have spoken to an employee or whatever, but that is a selected, chosen employee, if they even worked for Shein. This is the thing that I think people have a grievance with, is you're welcome to have a positive response from this trip.
Yeah.
But I also think you are duty bound to be from who I spoke to, they had a positive experience. From what I saw, it looked really nice.
Yes.
Rather than this very scripted, utilitarian, it was a really wonderful place. And I could never see any wrongdoing there. And it was beautiful.
Yeah. We'll go into what exactly they said, but on a whole, my impression was because they were documenting day by day what their experience was like, it gave me the impression that, okay, they were told they needed to make videos. And because you're stuck in China, staying in the hotel they put you in,
having the experience they've chosen for you.
Yeah, being shuttled around the city, you're still very much within their grasp. Even if they said to you, we give you complete creative license to be honest about your experience, you're going to feel a little bit intimidated to then go online in the evening and be like, yeah, this is shit. I don't believe a word that they've said to me. I believe I'm being duped. I believe this is not being honest, blah, 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 blah. You're far less likely to say that. If anything, you would say, I reserve judgment at the moment. I'm only on day two.
Yeah.
I've still got a week to go or whatever it might be.
I'll give you a full recap once I'm home.
Yeah, you're going to really give a full, honest recap when you're back on your home turf, and not when the people who's paid for you to be out there in a country
are still paying away.
Yeah, in a country that is known for being fairly authoritarian, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've never been to the country before, if you're being made to document your trip day by day, you're less likely to be honest about it. And that in itself, regardless of whether they're paying you outright, they're scripting your videos for you. That is enough for you to give your audience a mild review. It's going to be far less scathing, than maybe what you would want to have created. And then another point we discussed briefly is, I think it seemed like there's about 10 influencers on this trip. It was a good size, but not massive amount. And we listened to some of the reviews, and it definitely felt like these reviews were being made by people who's never visited a factory before,
for sure,
never worked in the industry to that, in that
to
level.
To know what the correct standard is,
yeah,
to know what the comparison is, to know what a factory should look like, because the videos that I saw, like when we just did some research, was not what a normal factory looks like. It looked like it didn't have enough people in it. It looked like outrageously calm.
Yes.
And like, let's remember, a factory is a production line. It is not meant to be cute. It's not meant to be pretty. Like, even if you're wherever makes your Louis Vuitton handbag, is not some like pristine, the most beautiful thing. Like, it might look like it's falling apart, like at the seams, the building, like it's got old machines. Well, it's not state of the art.
At the very least, like, I don't work in fashion anymore, but I do work in manufacturing. And at the very least,
it's a little fly, friend.
The machines are loud. Yes. And they're fast. And for Shein, that makes as much as it does, and I think it uploads like 2,000 new items on their website per day. Mm-hmm. And from what one of the influencers claimed, it's actually surpassed its sales in a year, surpasses that of Amazon's in the US, which is insane. A company of that size that is manufacturing at the facility they allege, it would be noisy. We did this in our last episode.
I know, I'm really sorry. I'm a yawner. I think they know that by now.
I think this is the first time it's ever happened.
No, I yawn a lot. I'm really sorry, I do.
It would be, the numbers they would have to be churning out would be outrageous. Mm. That the machines would be going constantly. It'd be noisy, at the very least. I know that a lot of garment workers are sewing these things by hand, but what I mean is,
there's no needle thread done, needlework done.
But
there.
Machine work
is
still constituted by hand.
No, but I more mean like it's noisy.
Yeah, I'm saying that like even if they want to say that these are state-of-the-art buildings where a lot of it is being cut, measured, fabricated by machine,
yeah,
it would be cramped, it would be noisy, it would be hot,
yeah,
you know, it would be intense. That's what manufacturing areas look like. It doesn't feel like a car showroom.
No. I think at best, what they got shown was the sample factory.
Yeah.
At best,
yeah.
But like, again, wow, that fly like really took the camera. That's also not my experience. I've worked for some places a lot nicer than Shein, and that's not what a factory looks like to me. That's not what a sample factory looks like to me.
Mm.
I'm not buying that there's this conveyor belt sending the clothes around the room, on hangers and all of that stuff. Like, I'm not buying that. You sell garments for £3.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just don't believe it. I just don't. And maybe that is one of your factories, but even in my experience of when I would visit a factory, I would visit a factory in Italy, but that would be like their front of house factory. And then they would outsource to factories in other places in Italy or in other countries.
Yeah.
So like and we didn't even have huge numbers to produce like Shein does.
Yeah.
Like, I just think, like what you just said, the fact that these people are naive enough to not realize they don't know what they're comparing it to.
Yeah.
They're walking in and be like, oh, isn't this great? Oh my God, look how nice it is, without any awareness of like, hang on, I smell bullshit.
Yeah.
Because like you said, like, we don't even work in it anymore, but we're like close enough to it to know, I don't think this is how it is. Also, factory workers are never going to sing about their job.
I think this is a good time for us to talk about the claims that were actually made. So you touched on the point. Factory workers, one of the claims made by some of these TikTokers were that we spoke to some of the workers.
Mm.
They tell us that they're passionate. The word used was passionate about making clothes for you guys. And I was thinking to myself, look, that's bullshit.
No one's anyway, passionate about their job.
I don't care what job you do. I don't care whether you're making 500 grand a year. You're not passionate about it. You're there because you like the money. You might be really good at the job, but there's times when you're working that you're just like, I'm doing it to keep my job. I can't stand this anymore. Like, to say that they're passionate.
No.
Sewing garments, seriously. It was just like, what did you think when they said that?
I just,
no, it's not true.
I honestly feel like, and also if they did say that and you believe it, then you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Like, I interview a lot of people in the role that I do now, and I'm selling a dream. Yeah, I'm selling the perfect company. I'm selling it on our best day. And like, and that's not to say that I'm lying, but I'm not going to say, you know what? Sometimes that person's annoying, because guess what? Everyone is. And we all have our bad days. And I'm a kind of cynical person as it is. I'm never going to skip to work. So like, I best believe that I don't think someone who's working a 12-hour day in a factory, who's bent over a machine making the same top all day long for like $4 a piece is really passionate about what they do. They're passionate to put food on their family's table. They're passionate to maybe be able to do like what this job provides them. But like, and then there was the thing that people, they said that they didn't work long days. Oh, like we work 8 or 9 hour days.
No, she's 6 to 8.
Oh, 6 to 8.
Yeah.
I work longer days than that. And I don't work that hard.
Yeah.
And when I worked in fashion, oh, did I work longer days than that?
I think part of the problem is
I was just drawing. I was just drawing the clothes. I wasn't making them.
That's the thing. Some of these claims were not believable. Yeah. Like, if you're going to... Because really, like...
And this, but this also came after, like, someone saying that they'd worked 18-hour days. Or was it like, that's like, it came after that someone had said they turn up at 8 and they don't leave till then the early hours of the next day.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, it's like the claims that we hear about Shein are so bad that you could just give us like normal responses.
Normal factory worker responses.
And it would be far better than what we've been told so far.
Sometimes the days can be long, but you know what? Like, it's okay.
To come out with 6 hours they worth of work.
They look after us well. Fine.
Yeah, but they were overshooting it, to be honest. Six hours?
That was the whole thing. And then being like, and they were asked what their commute was, and it was that they lived nearby. And like, I commute, like if I go to the London office, I'm commuting an hour.
Yep.
Like a factory's in the middle of nowhere in like, yeah, I just.
Some like business park.
Yeah, you aren't living locally to that.
Yeah, it's unlikely, and especially for Shein workers to be saying that they work 6 to 8 hours a day. No, and what else did they say in these TikToks? State of the art facility. The machinery takes most of the workload from the
The machines basically help the workers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is...
Are they talking about the little carousel?
I don't know. I think,
wow,
all parts of it.
But also, again, like, if you've never seen it, there are, like, you can get robot cutters that cut out 50 layers of fabric.
Yes.
You know, so like if you've not seen that before, that happens everywhere. That's not just at Shein. Like, this is the issue, is that like we're saying, like, they have no good comparison, but also to imply that, like, you know what, those workers, even in those 6 hours, they're being helped out by machinery.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that's like saying my laptop helps me out.
That's a good analogy.
Like, artificial intelligence is not taking over garment workers.
Yeah. And another thing that I think was a really good point in the comment section of one of the videos, the journalist who had actually done an investigative piece for Channel 4, I think it was called Untold Inside the Shein Machine, she left a comment and said, listen, these things that you speak about, how, you know, the things that you refer to as rumors are not rumors. They are proven claims with evidence that are backed up by video of what myself, me being the journalist, and others have documented. It's not that like someone's just...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Come out and they've been like, they're being really ignorant and they want to tear down Shein. And so they're making all these claims. It's like, no, these are not rumors. They're facts, you know? Another thing that was really interesting was the topic of child labor in the factories. Go on.
Basically, I think they got asked like about child labor and someone was like, oh, I've never seen a child in here.
No children. No one who looks like a child, at least. So coast is clear.
I mean, that's like a pedophile saying like, I didn't know their age. You know, or I didn't check. I didn't check, I don't know. Like, for sure, we know that, like, it's a real thing in Bangladesh that there are really young children working in factories.
Yeah, and even in, likewise in China.
Yeah, and so the fact that, like, I don't know, it was something like, oh, my kids don't work here. They're really into social media. Wasn't that like the response?
Yes. So one of the TikTokers had got the chance to approach one of the garment workers and they asked them like, hey, what's your thoughts on child labor? You like it? You don't?
Who likes child labor?
I don't know how they phrased it, but they were like, you on the same wavelength as me as an American? Or, you know, what's happening here? And someone said, you know, our kids are just like yours. They love social media. They want to be on TikTok. They want to be having a good time. They don't want to be
wasted. But instead, we make them, but we just won't tell you.
They don't want to be wasting their time making T-shirts. You know, that's not what they're about. Mm. One TikToker said, when I'd asked them about the issue of child labor, they actually looked at me funny or something. Or they were just so dumbfounded and they looked at us like, what are you lot on about? Child labor is not happening here.
Yeah.
Duh. And so they made it sound like, what are you guys playing at? That doesn't happen. Cut the shit. So it was just a blatant denial and dismissal of things that have been documented previously. Yeah. And then when you talk about it in like just plain fact terms, the amount of stuff that Shein makes a day, a year, just requires such a massive workforce that we know something's not right. On a basic level, environmentally, it's so harmful to be overproducing in the way that Shein does that we cannot act like everything they do is in the most ethical way. I think it's just... your spidey senses need to be tingling, even if you don't have all the facts and you don't have all the information. I'm not saying these TikTokers should have gone out there and made assumptions that they themselves didn't feel comfortable enough making against the company, but something doesn't seem right.
It doesn't add up. It doesn't seem right. And I think it's one thing if they'd corrected one issue. you know, like if it was pay and like they went out there just to show them that, or if it was the conditions or like one thing. But to make our, like, nowhere squeaky clean.
Yes.
Like, no, not even not companies even in the States, in the UK. Like, things aren't squeaky clean. There are days where, like, people in my company have to work really late, long hours. They might not feel valued. Some people might feel like they're underpaid for their job. Like, that's part and parcel with life. And whether they tell that to an outsider, no, they wouldn't either. So, exactly. Like,
that's the other point, isn't
this
it?
This is sort of a bit of an issue. And also, I think we touched on it in our last episode where we talked about Pretty Little Thing with Naomi Campbell. Mm. But like the audacity to spend a lot of money parading influencers around a factory where you're paying workers. Like imagine you're selling something for £3, so they can't be earning that per piece. And like we know they're not being paid well. And it's just, it's like you're laughing in the face of your, if they are your workers that you hired or had there for the day. It's a mockery.
Yeah.
Like the marketing budgets of these companies versus how much they're spending on the people who manufacture things.
Yeah.
And investing in the working conditions and all of that is a mockery. And I just think like, I remember I once went on like, I went to South Africa and I was on a cricket tour with my brothers. And we were in a bus and we were going around the shanty towns and I felt mortified because I was like, we're almost like displaying our wealth to these people who have nothing. And that's what that feels like to me with these factories, is you're walking these influencers in who are being paid way more than these garment workers are ever going to be. Mm. And that's life. Not everyone's going to earn the same amount of money, but it's a bit distasteful.
Definitely.
When you really think about that, that's so distasteful.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like that, like even the dinner that you've probably paid for these people is more than those people earn in a month.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Despicable.
It is bad. It is bad. And I think that's like a really important perspective to have on this. These people are working from what previous investigative journalists have discovered, they're making 500 pieces of garments a day and they're clocking in at 8 and leaving at 3.
And then they say they get paid then like the equivalent of like $500 a month and they make 500 pieces a day.
Yeah, something like that. And to be kind of, so that's the salary you're on and that's what you're expected to make, and you can make less if you make errors as well. And then you're kind of hand selected, maybe if you even work there, you're hand selected by the company. Hey, you come to the main building. Yeah. Pretend like you're making a couple garments. And then we're going to have these influencers, these wealthy influencers, you know, doing all right for themselves, are going to come and ask you questions and they're going to smile and they're going to ask you about your life and if you like working here. And I mean, you don't have to be a garment worker like to know that if your boss has invited someone into the office, you're not gonna be like, hey, listen, they don't pay me enough here.
Yeah, you would like, you would never. And like, and also, like you said, China's known for being a bit authoritative, so like I wouldn't do that in this country. Yeah. I wouldn't disrespect my boss that way. I wouldn't go against the grain.
It's like biting the hand that feeds you.
Like, it's just, it's not beneficial. It's not helpful. It's like when someone new starts in your company, you don't really tell them your bitches and your moans for a little while. You let them learn it themselves.
Yeah.
So it just, then the way it was spoken about felt so artificial. And you're allowed to have a positive experience.
Yeah.
You really, really are. But the language being used and sort of the roboticness of it and the unnatural way. If I had a positive experience, yes, I'm a bit cynical and whatever, but I would never be talking the way these people were.
This brings us on to our next point of how much these influencers had defended Shein to the nth degree.
It's like they were defending their cheating boyfriend.
Oh my God, you're doing really well with these.
Thank you. I really like an analogy.
Yeah.
But it was honestly, it was like you'll be like, girl, you need to leave him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you don't know how good he treats me.
You don't know him like I know
yeah.
him. If you'd seen him with your own eyes,
yeah. Yeah.
Then you would know how much he loves me. Because I know you come with all your prejudice about my boyfriend because he's a different race to you. Okay. But that's racist.
No, but the issue also was is that one of the influencers tried to imply that the backlash was of a racial
motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, she was saying that as an investigative journalist, I thought she was joking, but other people don't seem to take it that way. She said that she'd seen things with her own eyes. She had the kind of wherewithal and intelligence to keep an open mind,
mm-hmm.
to see things with her own mind, ask the hard-hitting questions,
mm-hmm.
and get the honest answers from people. And from the data that she's collected, is Sheena's great, Sheena's amazing, and all you lot are hating bitches. That was basically
what. And racist bitches.
Racist, hating.
I think it was like she was trying to imply that, like, how dare you assume that of a place in China?
100%.
And it's like, well, first of all, I've seen the news.
Yep.
Like, if I said that about a factory in Bangladesh, I'm not being racist. It is a known fact that working conditions in factories in Bangladesh are not good. It's also a fact in the UK that working conditions in clothing factories aren't great. We saw the whole thing with PLT and not paying workers well here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a cheap shot. And, like, actually, there's nothing really racially motivated from people saying, I just want your honest, like, I don't really think your feedback is honest. You could be talking about a factory anywhere. Mm. It actually doesn't matter where it's located, because if there are reports of wrongdoing, like, you know, it would be also like, you go into, you know, when women befriend murderers, they're like, but he seems so nice now. And it's like, but he also murdered somebody.
Mm.
He's not going to show you his murderous side immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I just think,
I can understand how her explanation for all these, like, criticisms of her video would make sense somehow. Yes, in the States, people are fed a lot of negative information about China.
Yeah.
And that is true.
China. By the way, that's a really bad Trump impression, if terrible. No one gathered.
I think you've done better before.
I definitely have. Yeah.
so I can see how people, that would make people go, am I racist for thinking these things?
Yeah.
But I think it's more important to consider those poor people in those countries and say they deserve better than just to shrug off these sorts of issues.
Shrug off like their issues.
Yeah. I think she really felt like she'd done something by saying that.
She felt like she'd saved Shein workers. You know, like I checked with the CEO. And I had a private dinner with him, which, like, probably you and the rest of the trip, but also was at the CEO.
CEOs don't have that kind of time to be going on dinners with people, like influencers.
No.
I have never.
Not CEOs. And, like, the company size of Shein as well.
CEOs go on dinners with people who are going to give them money.
Yeah. Investors.
Investors. They will send their
marketing trainers.
Their marketing managers or their
chief marketing officer,
vice president of marketing, something like that. Yeah. CEO don't have time for that nonsense. That's what I think, genuinely. And as you said, especially for a company as big as Shein, they got better things to do.
There's bigger problems. There's like a legal something they're sorting out. He's got time for that. But it just felt like a real, like, I'm defending them so much. And I don't think I could think of a single company I would do that for.
It's not worth it. You know what they say? Like, it's not your father's company.
Look, I love Coco, I love Chanel, I love all of that. But if they also had enough accusations, like even with Karl Lagerfeld, who was the face of Chanel, like I loved his designs.
Mm.
But he's not like a stand-up citizen. Like, I think you have to acknowledge these things.
Yeah. And I think to potentially ruin your own career,
your own reputation, your own integrity.
Yeah, to be riding so hard for a company that really, like, whatever they paid you,
they're not going to ride hard for you.
Paid for your trip is just like peanuts to them.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, recently they are facing legal action. Basically, a group of artists are taking Shein to court for stealing their designs and profiting off of it.
I believe it.
And the thing is, in the States, there's a particular law that was created to go after the mafia back in the day. It was created specifically for that. It was like money laundering and I don't know what the word is, where you tried to like extort people. So these artists and creatives who feel like their designs have been stolen from them and Shein has used their designs to profit, they are basically going after Shein using that particular law because Shein owns a number of shell companies and it's through their network of shell companies they steal and sell and distribute these designs all the way up to the Shein main company. As far as I understand this, and then it's manufactured and sold. And so it basically blurs and obfuscates the responsibility of Shein.
Responsibility.
Exactly. Of away from Shein being the perpetrators of this theft. So really interesting. And the fact
this is a no smoke without fire. Like if that's an actual lawsuit, there must be proof.
It has to be proof.
Yeah. Like something doesn't become a lawsuit without.
You can't take on Shein and find a legal team worth their salt who is going to pursue something that, you know,
especially of like independent artists,
which is so often disputed.
Yeah. Cause they there's no backing and it's like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And then there's also the question of, is it really a copy of your design? Look, the color's different.
Yeah.
Oh, that line is different. This is more like inspired by your work as opposed to a direct theft of your work. So you really have to like come correct when you're when you're an artist going after a massive international corporation. So I wonder what happens.
I mean, I can't see how this press trip did Shein any favors.
No,
unless people believe these videos. But from what I understand, like in the true internet style, people have taken the influencers' videos and then they're like evaluating it themselves. That's like what we watched just now.
Yeah.
Of like people were like, well, and then this happened and then this happened and like trying to piece it together. And it feels like people aren't buying it and people are trying to like poke holes in all this documentation of the trip. So yeah, I don't think it's not going to impact Shein. I think whoever shops there, but
I don't think it's going to have any impact on Shein, if I'm honest. I think all the impact is going to come down on the
influencers. Yeah.
Definitely. They're going to
defaming their names.
They're going to get the brunt of the negative press by just being associated with it. And to be honest, initially, before I'd even watched the videos, I thought it was like a trip they'd been invited on. And it's like, you're free to go and make up your own mind about it. But then once we saw the videos, it was like, clearly they're getting paid or coerced to only have positive reviews about Shein as a company.
Because it was overly positive.
It was so overly positive. So, yeah, I mean, if they invited me on a trip.
Don't go.
I'm not going now because I know better. But if a company invited me on a trip, I would be like, okay, I'm going to go. Free trip. Let me see what it's about and I'll make up my own mind.
And that's often anything, right? The thing is, influencers get sent loads of stuff, but the idea is often like a no obligation,
Yes.
To post.
That's what it should be.
And then there are times where someone will pay you to post about their product, but then obviously there's a clear like advertorial mark.
I don't know to what extent the creators of these videos had actually clearly demonstrated we were paid outright. You know,
but even if they weren't, even if they felt like the general thing is I understand I'm meant to give a positive spin
because they've flown me out to China and they're feeding
me. Which, like,
me
for sure, I'd feel that way.
Of course,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying that they would do this, but when you're in someone else's own turf, you're going to be like, I'm just going to bite my tongue and then I'm going to go home and create my video.
Well,
let us know what you thought about Shein's influencer brand trip. Did you believe a lot of the claims? Were you surprised to see what you saw? Were you disappointed? Were you happy to see a whole different side of Shein? What's your view on them as a company? And yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. But you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, of course. You can email us with your suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next week, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.